You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live a victorious life by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday lives. Today, Kurt Owen will be continuing his teaching from the Bible on how we can learn to actually hear from God accurately. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen. Thank you very much for tuning in today. We're talking about hearing from God, and I want to refer back to here in Romans 8, and where we've been talking about all the different ways you can hear from God, and now we're getting down into how do you hear from God about the specifics of your life. The written word of God will tell you about the general things, but you need a means by hearing the specific things. What is God's will for your life? What does He want you to do? Who you're supposed to marry, should you buy this car or not, all of those things that come up in life. Should you take this job? Should you move? How do you get there? And so we begin to talk about the way that He does this, okay? And here in, once again, in Romans 8, and in verse 14, it says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God." This message that God wants you to know from the very, very beginning, that you are loved and that you are His, He could have used any other method, but He chose to allow His Spirit to bear witness with your spirit. Now, remember this, He's bearing witness with your spirit. We started to get into it last time about that you, the spirit and the soul are not the same, and you are not the a body. Remember we looked at 1 Thessalonians 5, 23, that talked about, "May the God of all peace sanctify you completely, spirit, soul, and body." We also saw that the Word of God is living in power, from Hebrews chapter 4, that the Word of God is living in power, dividing even asunder the soul and the spirit, the joints and the marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Well, that tells you right there that the soul and spirit are not the same. A lot of times you hear people say, "Well, how many souls got saved this weekend at that meeting?" None. None of them got saved. No soul got saved. Now, can the soul be saved? Yes, we know that it can, but the saving of the soul is a process. Or it's commonly referred in the Bible as renewing your mind. And that's not instantaneous. Being born again, being recreated, is instantaneous. And if you don't understand there's a difference between soul and spirit, there's a lot of stuff that's going to confuse you about the Bible. And maybe at some point I can teach on that. But in particular about hearing from God, you've got to understand that the most sure way that God wants to speak to you is for His Spirit to bear witness with your spirit. Your body is basically like a suit that you walk around in. And it would be very, and people are always trying to get God to talk to their suit, okay? And that would be like if you were to walk up to me after a service and I laid my coat on the chair, that would be like me telling you, "Go talk to my suit coat." No, that's not right, because that's not the real me. This body isn't the real me. And God desires to talk to the real you, and the real you is a spirit. Now, your soul is important. It is your mind, your will, and your emotions. And you need to make a decision to renew it, to make it, to begin to think in line with the Word of God and things like that. But you have to realize you're a spirit, because if you don't, you're going to constantly be trying to God to get to find the leading of God in a way that He doesn't do it. That's not the way He does it. His spirit bears witness with your spirit. He doesn't bear witness with your soul. He doesn't bear witness with your body. He bears witness with your spirit. This is the reason when sometimes people say, "Well, God's not here. I just feel abandoned by God." Why? Well, because I don't feel His presence. Doesn't matter whether you feel it, darling, because He said He would never leave you nor forsake you. And if you were to check your spirit man would testify to you that you are one with Him. But this also gets into something else, and I don't want to go too far about this, but in talking about, a lot of times people are trying to get Jesus to communicate with them through their flesh, and the way they do this is they try to seek after a sign. Okay, they want a sign, right? And I was trying to, let's see, let's go to Matthew 16:1, and he said, we're here, and he says, then the Pharisees and the Sadducees came and testing him, asking him that he would show him a sign from heaven. And he answers and said to them, when it is evening, you say it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning, it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and threatening. Hypocrites, you know how to discern the face of the sky, but you cannot discern the sign of the times. A wicked and adulterous generation seeks after a sign. No sign shall be given except for the sign of the prophet Jonah. There would be 3 days and left in the earth. A wicked and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign. Now, people, I know you're going to say right now, yeah, but there's plenty of signs in the Bible. Yes, in the Old Testament. Right. You're probably going to bring up Gideon to me. Gideon's fleece, right? That Gideon said, put the fleece out, and I think one time he said the ground would be, he wanted the ground to be wet and the fleece dry, and the next time he wanted the fleece to be wet and the ground dry, and by then he would know it was gone. Yeah, that's right, that's right. That's all I'm doing. I'm putting out a fleece like Gideon did. But that's wrong in light of the New Testament. See, in the Old Testament, God could not bear witness with Gideon's spirit, because Gideon was not born again. He did not have the life and the nature of God on the inside of him. God could not bear witness to his spirit. The only way he could communicate with man was through his flesh, through his soul, because the spirit of man was dead. Remember the scripture, you are dead in your trespasses and sins? That's talking spiritually, right? And see, there's a lot of people going around seeking after a sign because they're trying to get God to bear witness with their eyes, what they can see, feel, and touch. They want to feel goose pimples, whatever it is, because they're seeking after a sign. And it's a wicked and a twisted and adulterous generation that seeks after a sign. So quit it. Not only that, understand this. Everything that we've talked about so far, make sure that's right. Yeah, everything we've talked about so far can be imitated or twisted. Everything. And so can the devil create an audible voice? Yes. So could the devil create an audible voice to deceive you? Yes. What about an angel? Absolutely. Paul even warned about angels of light. And if they said anything other than what he had already said than his gospel, let him be accursed. Yes. Could a vision or a dream? Oh, absolutely yes. Inward voice. Yep. That can be imitated too. He can try to make himself sound like God. What about circumstances? Yep, he's created all sorts of terrible circumstances trying to make people convince him was God. What about this, the written word? Well, he cannot originate the written word, but can he twist it? Yes, he can. You know, I've heard false doctrines before, and when I first heard them, I did not know that they were false. I remember as a baby Christian, there was a guy, I was listening to a service, and He was using the Word of God and he was quoting the Scriptures. But back then I didn't always have my Bible with me. You know, I didn't understand the importance of it. And he would quote Scriptures and he'd quote the middle of a Scripture, right? And he was proving this doctrine. But if you actually read on either side of the Scripture he quoted, it would completely undo his doctrine. Right? Because he was twisting the Scripture. Now, at the time, I didn't have my Bible to read it, but I do remember this. He would be preaching this doctrine, and it sounded right to my head, but the Spirit of God on the inside of me was bearing witness, this isn't right. In fact, it got on me, one instance, it got on me so strong that what you heard isn't right. Now, everything he'd done, he had backed up with Scripture. But when I got home, the Spirit of God on the inside of me was witnessing, don't accept this doctrine. Don't accept this doctrine. And I went and got, because I had my notes, right? This is the reason you take notes. I went and looked up all of those Scriptures. And when I read the Scripture in context, when I read it in the past, and many of them completely undid what he was trying to say. So even the scriptures can be twisted, but the devil cannot imitate the spirit bearing witness with your spirit. This is the reason that God chose it to be the means by which he would communicate with you. For assuredly, you are his child. His spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are a child of God. He could have chosen all these other ways, but all of those other ways could have been counterfeited or twisted. But this cannot be counterfeited. And we're going to, again, I'm going to teach you how to recognize that. But you need to understand his spirit is going to bear witness with your spirit. You need to be looking on the inside, not on the outside. And you need to develop awareness that you are a spirit, because it would be like if you were in my house and you'd never seen a cell phone before, and I'd say, hey, stay near the phone because I'm going to call you today, but you thought I was talking about the refrigerator. And so you hovered around the refrigerator and my phone was in the living room. And then you didn't hear it because you were too busy around the refrigerator. And I said, well, and you said, well, I thought you were going to call. I did. I tried to call all day. No, you didn't. Yes, I did. Well, where were you at? I was in the kitchen. I was standing right here next to this big metal object. Well, yeah, but I said I'd call you on the phone. Well, isn't this the phone? No, that's not the phone. This is a phone. See, when you become aware, then you know where to center up. You know where to look. You know where to listen to. So you need to understand that you are a spirit, and you need to begin to look on the inside of you. Now, again, there will not be any leading witness of the spirit that is contrary to the written word of God. It just won't. Okay, but if you ever need to know whether somebody's twisting the word of God, you've got the spirit of truth on the inside of you, and the spirit of truth will direct you and tell you whether what you're hearing is truth or not. But you've got to look in, not up in your head, not to your feelings. You've got to look inward to the real you, the part of you that Peter called the hidden man of the heart. Now, this is not an extensive teaching on you as a spirit, but if you want to be led of the Spirit, you're going to have to learn to look on the inside. You're going to have to look to pay attention on the inside, to focus on the inside if you want to be led of the Spirit. And by the way, since this is the hidden man of the heart, it's going to take you a little bit to get used to looking on the inside and being sensitive to your spirit, the real you. The Word will help you with this because the Word can discern between the soul and the spirit, but you have to make up your mind to look on the inside of you. Okay? Now, when we come back, we're going to be talking about something else that to me is a fundamental key in recognizing, is this God or is this me, from something that Jesus said. And you're not going to want to miss that. But in order for this to work, you're going to have to begin to pay attention, put up your spiritual antenna and look inside. Pay attention to these important announcements. We'll be right back.
We would like to remind you that what you hear makes the difference between success or failure. Kurt Owen would like to personally invite you to come hear Words of Life at Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. Real Life Church is an outreach ministry of Kurt Owen Ministries. Go to reallifepsl.com for the address, directions, and service times. Real Life Church, where miracles happen every day. Pastored by Pastor Terry Owen. God Almighty is excited about you hearing Him to help you stay successful in your life. We encourage you to listen to these teachings over and over. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Kurt Owen would like to offer you a free download of the first session of a recent Hearing from God conference. To receive your free download, simply go to KurtOwen.com. Be sure to join Kurt Owen every weekday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. for a continuation of this dynamic message, How to Hear from God Accurately. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solus Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Solus Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or replacement of metal roofing, asphalt shingles, flat foam, or single-ply roofing. Solus Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Licensed and insured, serving the Treasure Coast and South Florida since 1994 in commercial and residential